Okay, so we're on Daf Tesvav and Aleph. We're around 2/3 of the way down. The Gemara says, "Vayavur Mordechai." This is when after Esther and Mordechai decide that Esther is going to go to Achashverosh, so Mordechai goes to gather all the Jews and to have the fast days. So the Megillah says, "Vayavur Mordechai." So I'm a Rav Shehevir Yom Rishon Shal Pesach. So Bitanis. So Rav says that language, "Vayavur Mordechai," is like you say that somebody is over an Avera. Right, so that's what Vayavur Mordechai. He made a fast day, even though it was on the first day of Pesach. So Mordechai, right, passed over the first day of Passover. See what I did there? Thank you. Right, Betanis on a fast day. Right, Ushmuel Amar Da'avar Kumar Demaya. And Shmuel says, no, it just means they had crossed over a body of water. Apparently, the way that the city was built was Achashverosh's castle palace was had water that separated it from everyone. So when Mordechai wanted to leave the gates of the palace to go to gather the people, he had to cross over, a body of water. There's been some archaeology, around Achashverosh's palace. So I didn't look back at it today to, see where the water might have been. But if you're curious and if you're interested, there is some archaeology there. I think that they believe to know where Achashverosh's palace was and also how it was laid out. So like when the Megillah talks about the courtyard and if that's the kind of thing you're interested in, right? Some people are interested in things like that. So then, might be a good, fun thing to research. And it was on the third day, and Esther put on royalty. Big day, Malchus Mevayele. It should have said she put on clothes of royalty. It's hinting to us that she adorned herself with Ruach HaKodesh. Because you find Psukim in Tanakh, where lavash, the root word lavash, is used not only by clothing, but by like spirit. So here when the Pasuk says Vatilbash Esther Malchus, she put on royalty, as opposed to saying she put on clothing of royalty, the hint that the Megillah is giving us is that she armed herself or prepared herself with Ruach HaKodesh. V'amar Rav Elazar Rav Chanina li'olam al tihei birchos hedyo kala b'yenecha, that a bracha of a lay person should never be light in your eyes. Sharei shnei gedolei ador b'chum shnei yadyotos v'nizkaima b'hen, because you find that even by gedolei ador, they got brachas from regular people, and the brachas came true. The Eluhain, and these are the two examples, David and Daniel. David, the Berachia Arona, Tichsiva Yomer Arona Ela Melech, because Arona gives a bracha. Now Arona was, he was a king, but he wasn't a big tzaddik Arona. And he gives a bracha to David HaMelech, that God should like David HaMelech, and David HaMelech should be found favorable in the eyes of God, and it came to be. Daniel, and successful, I didn't keep Daniel, the Berachia Daryovesh. Daniel got a bracha from Darius. And Darius was a king, but wasn't necessarily a big tzaddik. And Darius gave Daniel a bracha d'chsiv, Elokecha diyan plach le betadira, who yishizvinach. So Darius said to Daniel that God that you're always praying to, that's why Daniel gets thrown into lion's den, right? By the way, sometimes I think people don't realize this. People think that Daniel gets thrown into the lion's den because he refuses to do idol worship. That is not true. In the book of Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah get thrown into a furnace because they won't bow down to an idol. Whether that's an avodah zarah or not is good question for debate, but they won't bow down to an idol. Daniel gets thrown into the lion's den because he davens. They make a decree that you're not allowed to daven, and Daniel davens anyway, right? Daniel gets thrown into so Darius said to him, the God to whom you are always davening, he should save you. And then do you know what happened? He got saved. Similarly, just like the bracha of a regular person shouldn't be light in your eyes, you never know which brachas God is going to listen to. Every bracha is a good bracha. Similarly, every curse is a bad curse. It doesn't matter who that curse is coming from. Sharei Avimelech kalal esara, because Avimelech, who by all accounts does not appear to be a big tzaddik, Avimelech curses Sarah, at least according to this interpretation of the Gemara. He says, Hineu l'cha kisusei naim, that this is like a covering of the eyes for you. V'niskayim b'zarav, ahiki zakan yitzchak, v'techena einav. And the Gemara is assuming that played a role. That curse that Avimelech gave played a role in Yitzchak losing his eyesight. What's also interesting to note about this Gemara is that Avimelech says that to Sarah, and then the curse comes true by her son, Yitzchak. So sometimes maybe the Gemara is also telling us that brachas work in funny ways. And while you should, you know, not treat them lightly, also you don't know where they turn up and where they have their effect. Look, that God is not like people. A person has to make a pot, and then after you have a pot, you can put water in the pot. Don't try to pour the water before you have the pot, because what you'll have is water all over the floor. But God first prepares the water, and then he makes his pot. It's talking about cloud formation. Apparently, what the Gemara says is that God first prepares the water, and then he makes the clouds. By the way, science might agree, but I don't know that the Gemara understood the rain cycles quite like we do in science today, but that the water precedes the clouds, you know, it's fitting. In any event, anybody who says over a piece of Torah in the name of the person that they heard it from, they bring the geula to the world. Any of you ever heard that phrase before? Does anybody know who taught that phrase? Ha, that's kind of funny. You see the irony right there. But the answer is, the teacher of that phrase is Omer Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Elazar taught it in the name of Rabbi Chanina. Shenemar v'tomer estel ha-melech b'shem Mordechai. Esther told over what she heard to the king, and she told the king that Mordechai told me this. Now imagine if Esther wouldn't have told the king that Mordechai told her that, right? So then the whole story would have been different. It's because Mordechai goes down in the good book, and then Haman hates Mordechai, and that's an integral part of the story. So the Gemara is saying that when you relay something over in the name of the person who told it to you, so that's a very positive thing. When a tzaddik is lost, when a tzaddik dies, he's lost to his generation. The Gemara will explain what that means. If a person loses a pearl, anywhere the pearl goes, it's still a pearl. Meaning the pearl is still a pearl. Lo avda elo labala, but it's lost to its owner. What the Gemara is trying to say is that when we lose a tzaddik, the tzaddik is not lost. The tzaddik moves on to olam haba. He's still a tzaddik. He's still great and fine. It's we who have the loss. The people who are left behind, we have the loss. V'chol zeinenu shoveli, Haman, when he sees Mordechai, you know, not bowing down to him, he says, this is all not worth it to me. When Haman saw Mordechai in the king's gates, he said, all of this is not worth it for me. This is like Rav Chista explained. That one of them, Mordechai, came from wealth. The other, Haman, came from poverty. And they used to remind Haman that at one point his family, right, was sold, meaning they were very poor and they were almost like kind of slaves or servants. I don't know exactly how it worked in the Persian Empire or in the Babylonian Empire. And Haman used to say, all of this is not worth it for me. Shall also Russia chakukin alibo, that Haman actually had a list. You see, Chazal, this tradition that whenever you have the word ze or zos, right, in the Torah, it's talking about something that you can point to. So that, for example, we just read Hachodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim, right? So God shows Moshe the moon. Chod Hazeh, God says Zeh. So that means that God showed it to him. He pointed at the moon and showed him what it was. So when Haman says Vichol Zeh, Einenu Shoveli, he must have been pointing at something. So what was he pointing at? So the Gemara says he kept a list of all the good stuff that he had, you know, a treasure list that Haman had. And so he took it out. And when he saw Mordechai, so he took out his list and he said, Omar Kozen and Ushoveli, this whole list, all this good treasure, none of this is worth anything for me when I see Mordechai over it. So again, that God is going to be like a crown. La asid lavo for all of the tzaddikim. Shenemar bayoma hu yeshem tzvakos la teres tzvi mala teres tzvi litzferes tifarah. God is going to be a crown and litzferes tifarah. The Gemara is going to explain what each of these things are. La osay tzviyono ulamitzapin tifarto. To those who do God's will, lo sin tzvaro. Those who do God's will, ulamitzapin. Those who hope, like that tzipui. Those who hope tifarto for his glory. So those who do God's will and they hope for his glory, God will be like a crown for those people. You might think that this is going to be for everybody. Talmud Lomar l'sha'aramo l'mishem mesim atzmo kishirayim, only to the people though who are humble. You know, like we learned a few nights ago that when somebody is haughty, so they lose their bracha. You remember that? That God makes bracha for everybody, and that bracha transfers to children or whatever. But when you're haughty, then you lose it. So the Gemara here says also that God is going to serve as this crown for people who do His will, but only for people who make themselves humble, not for people who are haughty. Mishnayos think they have bad things to say for people who are haughty in their performance of mitzvos. Ularuach mishpat zehadanes yitzro zehadanes yitzro. We're continuing in that pasuk. Ularuach mishpat. There'll be a spirit of judgment. So that will be for people who judge their yetzer. Ulyoshev al mishpat zehadan din emes. And then the yoshev al mishpat. That's for people who judge properly. And you find this in a few places in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about good reward for people who judge properly, right? Thank you very much. That's for somebody who conquers his yetzer. People who return from battle, and those who sit and study Torah, the war of Torah. The pasuk says shara at her gates. So those are those who come early and stay late in shul, like you guys right now. They come early and stay late in shul and in the base medrash. Amra midas adin lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the midas adin says before God, Rabbono Shalom. Again, this is talking about lasid lava when things are going to become clear. So the midas adin is going to say to God, manishtanu elu meyelu. Really, what's the difference between the Jewish people and everybody else? I mean, seriously, God, you know, there's good people out there, and you know, like, we're really, and there's Jews who aren't so great, and so like, what's the difference, right? So so God's going to say to the Midas Adin, Yisrael asku b'Torah. So the Jewish people, they learn Torah. Umos ha'olam lo asku b'Torah, and everybody else didn't. Amar le gam eile biyayin shagu b'sheichar ta'u paku plila. So the Midas Adin is going to agree with God, and he's going to say, you know what the truth is? You're right. Look at these guys and their wine and their drinking, and so paku plila. And the Gemara says, ain't paku el gehenim. So paku is going to go to gehenim. Just as a side note, you don't want to be like that. That's what the Gemara is saying. Just as a side note, you know, shenemar veloti ezos lecha lepuka. This shouldn't be for you a puka. Ve'ain plila ela dayonim. And plila. Paku plila. So we said paku is gehenim. Plila is dayonin. Is this judgment? Shenemar v'nasla biflilim. Right. So again, by the way, that's the same root word as tefila, right? And to judge, right? Pilel. It's the same. It's the same root word. All right, let's go a little bit more. V'atamod b'chatzer beis hamelech ha'pnimis, and Esther stood in the outer courtyard of the king. Amar Rav Levi, kevan shehigiyah le'beis ha'tzlamim, nistalka imenu shechina. So I guess apparently to get to the king's place, he had to walk through like a room of Avodah Zarah. So when Esther was walking through that room of Avodah Zarah, she lost the shechina. The shechina left her. Remember, we just said before that v'tilbash Esther malchus means that she armed herself with Ruach HaKodesh. Apparently, she felt like she lost it when she walked into the Avodah Zarah room, or when she walked through the Avodah Zarah room. So Amra, she said to Hilim Chav Beis, right, Eli, Eli, Lama Azavtani, guide while you're leaving. Chazal assumed that whole paragraph is referenced to Mordechai and Esther, right? So maybe around Purim time, maybe we'll take a look at that paragraph, you know, in greater detail and see how it's talking about the story of Purim. But in any event, she said, God, why are you leaving me? Shema Atadana Lashoge Kimezer Aolis Kerotzer. It's not my fault, God. I got to walk through here. Okay. O Shema Shekarat Kelev, or maybe I didn't speak to Achashverosh properly. So maybe I was disrespectful in one some way, and so this is my punishment. So then she tried to do teshuva, and instead of calling Achashverosh a kelev, she calls him an aryeh, a lion. And when the king saw Esther, there were three malachim of God who came to help Esther at that moment. One picked up her head, and one gave her. Remember, we learned that she had this chut shel chesed, right? This good favor that people had. So one assisted her in that way. The echad shematach es sharvit, and one who stretched out Achashverosh's scepter. The kama, how far did it stretch? Omer of Yirmiya shtei amos, two amos. So two amos hoya. Sorry, the sharvit itself was two amos long. The emidu al shtei esrei, and and he stretched it out to 12 amos. V'amrilal shesh esrei, and some said 16 amos. Amrilal esrim v'arba, some said 24. V'masni satana al shishim, some said 60 amos. V'chein atamotze bi'amos shalparo, and similar, you find the same discussion by how far Bas Paro's arm stretched out. V'chein atamotze b'shinei rishoyim, and the same thing you find, shinei rishoyim, it's like Gemara Brachas talks about Og's teeth. You've heard that Gemara before? That Og picked up this big boulder that he was going to throw at the Jewish people, and God like had some ants, you know, like cut a hole in the boulder, and it fell like on top of his head, and then his teeth like stretched out, and he got stuck in the boulder. You know, something like that. That's what the Gemara is talking about. That's the Gemara in Bracha says. Dichsiv shinei rishayim shibarta. Amar Reish Lakish al tikri shibarta el shiravta, that you got his teeth. You got his teeth stuck in the in the thing. Let's finish this point. Rabba Bar Ofran Amar Mishumer Belozer Shishamim Rabba Rabbi Rabba that Matayim, that it was actually 200 amos that it stretched out. Okay, so we're not finished with this discussion in the Gemara, but we've passed our 15 minutes, so we'll stop here.